Hi everyone, Saint Maid here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Thomas, and he didn't give me a topic. So I wanted to discuss the recent comments by Jeff Spicoli, also known as Sean Penn. He was critical of feminized men who surrender their jeans and put on a skirt. This gives me hope that Hollywood is a little bit less woke these days. Then again, he's 61 years of age and a boomer, so his comments will be presented out of context. Jonathan Van Ness, the actor from Queer Eye, says that Sean Penn was suffering from toxic masculinity. By the way, he's a man with long hair and a beard that likes to wear dresses, so he took Penn's comments personally. But now Ness is suffering from HIV. I guess that if Jonathan had his own way, soon acting like a masculine man would be a disease, and feminine hormones and dresses would probably be the cure. Penn says that men have cowardly genes, and that's the reason for the feminization. That's such a non-answer. He couldn't even criticize mothers for babying their boys. He couldn't criticize the culture because he works in Hollyweird, at least for now. All he could say was, cowardly genes. This wasn't the first time he came out discussing the feminization of men. He came out in early February and said the same thing. He said this, and I quote, "I'm in the club that believes that men in American culture have wildly become feminized, and I don't think that being brute or having insensitivity or disrespect is anything to do with masculinity or ever did. But I don't think that in order to be fair to women, we should become them. I think that men have, in my view, have become quite feminized. I have these very strong women in my life who do not take masculinity as a sign of oppression towards them." Unquote. Penn is walking a fine line here. He says that men can become women, which is a leftist talking point. Check. He had his daughter next to his side as a shield that he doesn't hate women. Check. Creating the term also takes the responsibility away from human beings, because cowardly genes is somewhat of a lame answer. He's blaming genetics even though we know it's a generational and cultural thing, along with environmental toxins such as soy and plastic. His daughter Dylan Penn didn't really say anything when he made his comments. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Sean Penn standing up for masculinity while not standing up for a clown world show. I think that if someone male and famous in their 20s or 30s stood up to defend masculinity, then people wouldn't be having an okay boomer moment with Sean Penn. But younger guys don't want to risk ruining their new careers in woke Hollywood before they even start. They don't want to get blacklisted for supposedly having the wrong opinions. Penn can say what he wants because his career is almost over, and he has 2 Academy Awards and has moved on to directing. We don't need celebrities that are trying to create controversy by saying things that are on the borders of controversy, but don't actually get there. I saw one opinion piece from the Washington Compost saying that Sean Penn is struggling with the changes that are taking place in our society and the new culture, and that even the author of the article claims he's having a somewhat hard time accepting what's happening. He says one of his idols, Sean Penn, has become an old grump. The author Brian Broom is a 51-year-old black man that's probably writing this piece to score virtue signaling brownie points so that the woke mobs don't cancel him one day, once they cancel those cis white males first. Again, the cultural and political battle we're facing is not left versus right, but masculine versus feminine, or male versus female. Women are allowed to be both masculine and feminine, but men are not allowed to be masculine anymore without the criticism that we have toxic masculinity. But if we use traditional feminine charms and manipulation techniques, then many of us are said to have toxic femininity too. But of course, women can neither have toxic femininity nor toxic masculinity. Who knew? So of course, Sean Penn's masculine energy upsets the establishment. You can also see that he certainly was able to appreciate the differences between masculinity and femininity because he married a feminine woman that was younger, Robin Wright. So compare in the 1980s and early 1990s to all the weird purple-haired cockatoo ladies that are around today. It's like being in an alien world or something. I wish there was more to the Sean Penn story and then I covered it a little bit sooner, but I couldn't learn anything else. So I think that's about all I've got to say with regards to Sean Penn. For the rest of this video, I want to discuss a feminist theory I came across claiming that the persecution of witches during the Dark Ages was rooted in misogyny, because the victims of witch hunts were women. Radical feminist Mary Daly called the witch hunts of women's Holocaust. I guess feminists will do anything they can to keep them shekels flowing. Ironically, though, in places like Iceland, Russia, Estonia, and Normandy, more men than women were persecuted for witchcraft. More men than women were burned at the stake. But of course, we know the narrative will be women most affected. In Iceland, there was a reverend named John Magnusson that had night terrors and accused a father and his son of calling evil spirits to disturb his sleep and well-being. Meanwhile, he probably had some illness they didn't know how to diagnose at the time. People believed him because he was a priest and a respectable member of the community. I'm also pretty sure that accusing someone of witchcraft would also make a great way to get rid of one's political enemies or critics if you were in power back then. By doing so, you were limiting freedom of speech and keeping people quiet, because if they spoke up, they would be accused of being witches and against the church. In Iceland, for example, those two men were burned at the stake. The total was 20 men, and one woman were killed in that country for witchcraft. But feminists believe it was a genocide against women, and will probably use it to justify atrocities against men one day, after having revising history first. Mark my words, if burning people at the stake ever returns, they'll go after men going their own way. In Russia, the Orthodox Church went after what they called the wandering people, usually monks, seasonal workers, freed slaves, etc. Men that escaped the oppression of a wife, family, or master. They were free and the state probably didn't want men to be free instead of getting married so they become productive members of society. In Normandy, 28 of the 59 men tried for witchcraft were shepherds. That's a lonely job that requires a lot of isolation. I think it was just women getting angry that men could escape their grasp, so they punished them as a deterrent to other men that wanted to be alone. Why is no one discussing this? But it's mostly men that weren't married, or those men that worked in fields where they were isolated, they were accused and tried for witchcraft. I guess the more things change, the more things stay the same for men that aren't useful to the state or women. Many people also don't really understand what happened during the Salem witch trials from 1692 to 1693. It all started after a group of girls started acting strangely, and the local doctor said they were bewitched. These Puritan girls accused three women of being witches, and after that, Salem, Massachusetts went nuts, seeing witches everywhere. Historians have said that the Putnam family took advantage of the mass witch hysteria to accuse their enemies of witchcraft, so they can get rid of all of them. The Puritans also used the witch trials to get rid of the new colonists because they weren't as religious as they were. Still, about 40% of the people found guilty and hung for witchcraft were men. That's the thing about today's woke leftist mobs. They're using every excuse in the book to cancel their political opponents and those with views that don't represent theirs. Guys like Sean Penn need to be careful that they don't have a woke mob trying to destroy their lives. But the reason I bring up the witch trials is because that was a woke mob in the religious right. That when they become extreme, both the left and the right can kill their opponents because they don't hold the same belief system that they do. Remember that once upon a time, the Amish were considered too radical and progressive in Europe, so they had to leave for the New World where they could practice their more liberal faith. I think that with the Sean Penn story and what's happening in society with regards to the radical left, many of us think things are getting bad. But whenever the right begins to radicalize, that's when we see things like gas chambers to get rid of the impure. Mind you, Trudeau is on the left and he says that many Canadians have unacceptable views, as if the only views that are acceptable are the ones that he and his ilk have. He would probably say that what Sean Penn is saying is unacceptable as well. People also forget that it was the radicals on the left and radicals on the right that were fighting for control of Germany when Mr. Mustache took over at the start of WW2. The thing about the radical authoritarian right is even though it might be as crazy as the radical left, it's far more efficient and restores order, unlike the radical left, which tends to sow chaos. You might see that the radical left tries to promote the idea of too much freedom from tradition and rules, while the radical right promotes too much behavioral controls. One system is too open and has no structure and falls apart, because it has no organized framework, while the radical right is too rigid and doesn't allow for change, and eventually becomes too stiff to accept new ideas and eventually breaks as well. When the left goes too far, you get cancel culture, and when the right goes too far, you get real witch trials. But both groups are like religions. That's why I worry about us men going our own way all the time. The traditional conservatives claim that we're working to break down the family unit and are on the side of the left. Meanwhile, to the left, we look like we're trying to undo all the so-called progress feminists have made in our lifetimes. So they see us as being on the radical right. What we're on our own side, the individual man's side. The danger to us is that no matter which side wins, we end up becoming its enemy. As for Sean Penn, he also got involved in the whole fiasco in Ukraine. He was working on a documentary there and had to walk out on foot. At least he had the balls to go into the country when things turned bad. I'll give him that. But just as I thought he was shaming soy boys everywhere, now that he has to go out there and get involved in international politics. If you want to watch a good documentary about Ukraine, then watch the one I put in the description called Ukraine on Fire. The BitChute link is in the description. Susan over on ScroopTube decided that after having it on that platform for many years, it needed to be taken down because of offensive imagery. The documentary shows the Ukrainians usually taking the side of the winning side in history. And even my grandmother, that was from Ukraine, complained about the sellout nature of the Ukrainian people after she married a Serb and moved to Yugoslavia. There is yet another woman that was ironically faithful to her own tribe. Just more cognitive dissonance, I suppose. The reason the documentary was pulled because it showed both sides were guilty, and that goes against the media narrative that Russia attacked Ukraine in an unprovoked attack. Meanwhile, there were many Russians in Ukraine that were being treated poorly. But you won't see the mainstream media mention any of that now, will you? Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Thomas for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that just as many male witches were smashed during the witch trials, but women were the most affected. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And it won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps Sean Penn trying to create world peace instead of just criticizing soy boys away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.